Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As we told you, next week the playoffs begin around the state. One of the teams that will go in as a district champion are the North Miami Pioneers. In his first year with this program, Coach Gerald Cox has done a tremendous job. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on this Thursday evening.
Man, appreciate you for having us, as always, man. Good to talk with you and talk some ball.
Yeah, no doubt. You put a lot of work into this. I mean, when you got the job, you hit the ground running. I saw you everywhere, no matter where it was. You took the kids on, a little bonding trip. You came back and did everything. You went to all the little camps that you had to, all the 7-on-7s. Talk about that hard work in the offseason, because you know as well as I do, you've been around a long time, and they always say what happens in May, June, July really reflects what's going to happen in November. And for you guys, it all added up to a district title.
Yeah, man, you know, I thought it was important for us to one, get to know our kids, coming in, new environment. We didn't know a lot of them. And going into it, we lost probably – I want to say 15 kids before we even was announced, as coaches, as a coaching staff there, man. And it just was important for us to get to know them, take them on those trips and get them in front of some coaches, but also to experience things outside of their normal. I knew down the road, we were going to be in position to be where we're at now. I'm always thinking, months, years in advance, man, and I wanted to prepare my kids for every environment possible. I wanted them to compete against some top-notch guys because, no disrespect to anybody that they played last year. I knew the competition that we were going to face on our schedule was going to be top tier at the beginning of the year to prepare us for the back end of the schedule, which was going to deliver us the district title and get ready to go in the playoffs to see some tremendous competition, once we get there.
Right. How do your kids, it's tough when a lot of them are experiencing this for the first time, getting an opportunity to go into the postseason, a chance to win a district title, a chance to come out of the season and then hold your heads up high, knowing that you have a lot of young kids that are going to be back and kids that are going to come into the program. How does this team... How is this team kind of taking this success? I'm sure they're taking it with a grain of salt because they know that this is the small picture, right?
Oh, most definitely, man. But, it's kids. We hit a moment during our bye week last week where I kind of had to bring them back down to earth a little bit because for them to experience this, this is the first time the school has experienced the district title since 2017. A lot of these guys weren't around at that point, so they didn't know what it feels like to walk around the school with everybody saying congratulations and teachers saying good job, coach, go ahead and get another one. It was a new experience for them. For me, it's honestly another walk in the park for me. Thanks to my experience being at Miami Central and what we did at Creek, and the experience in the playoffs at Booker T. So it's kind of been one of those things for me, but to keep them humble has been one thing. And then, to be honest, we still have one more game in the regular season to play. We play Westland Hialeah this week, so we can't really focus just yet on the playoffs. But right. They're going to celebrate it after we get past Westland Hialeah. Then I let them celebrate a little bit, but we got a long ways to go to get where we want to go.
No doubt. Coach Gerald Cox joining us, head coach at North Miami. And you brought something up, administration. How's the administration been, support-wise? What about the student body? I mean, I know that's, sometimes that's probably the hardest thing to do is get everybody in the school involved, especially for a program that has been on and off. What's it been like? Because I know you have a really good principal and really good athletic director.
Well, the administration has been awesome. Since I've been at this December has been a full, it will be a full year. Administration wise, even though we got a new principal there, she's been tremendous with the support behind the kids, just bringing the pride to the school. She's doing a lot of things with them to get them more involved in some activities. The eight assistant principals have been at every game. My AD has done everything we've asked him to do, even though it's been a little new for him, seeing the things that I've been doing. So he's been backing me. But the kids have been awesome, man, because I walk around school and I talk to everybody. So they see me at lunch duty. So everybody sees me, and they've just been asking me, Coach, we got this one this week. So the winning atmosphere is starting to take over, man. And our basketball team has always done good. Our track program has been awesome. And our wrestling program has been tremendous. So to have this football piece added to it, man, is just put athletics in North Miami on a whole nother level. And, man, we just, like I said, this is just the foundation of what we're trying to do there and just be around on the winning culture that we're trying to bring overall.
Good stuff. Coach Gerald Cox has been our guest, and thanks so much for taking the time. Best of luck in your district and also this week against Westland Hialeah, finishing up. Hopefully get you to the 500 mark going into the playoffs, get that first round win. Coach, proud of you guys. Thank you so much for taking the time.
I appreciate you for having it, and I just hope we be doing your North Miami some justice, man, and keep doing some things. So recruit North Miami and go Pioneers.
Good stuff. Coach Gerald Cox from North Miami High School, and the Pioneers starting to make some noise. Got a chance to watch them, went up watching them against Calvary. A lot of young kids, but nevertheless, a program on the rise.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.